My name is Chris Johnson, and it's been a bit of a somber time. My grandfather died, so I had to go to a funeral and a wake recently. Or a wake and a funeral, I guess, would be the proper order of things. It was one of those deaths that's kind of sad and not sad. Like, he's been in a fucking nursing home since 2011, and he was 94 years old, and he had to get put in the home because he just couldn't fucking function outside anymore, didn't really have all his wits about him anymore. So it was a depressing situation that I kind of wished would have ended sooner, you know? You don't want to fucking see relatives waste away in a fucking nursing home without their fucking, all their faculties. It's shitty. So I had to take a couple days off work, do the fucking family duty. The wakes are the worst. If it's a family member, you gotta stay at the wake the entire fucking time. There was just one viewing. It was 5 to 8, but I was there from like 5 to fucking 9. I was there longer. And I just wanted to get through the wake. Wakes are weird because everybody shows up at the wakes. Friends of friends show up to the wake. You know, friends of certain family members show up to the wake. So even me as the fucking grandson, I don't know half the fucking people there. I have no idea who these people are. And I don't really want to talk to them or interact with them. I always try to just find like a chair or one of the fucking couches in the funeral home. And I just fucking sit there and I try to fucking pass the time for a few hours. I don't walk around and mingle. That's what happens at wakes, mingling. So I put that plan into action. Found a chair towards the front of the room and sat there. It's going to accomplish two things. One, it's going to keep me away from my fucking asshole uncle that I don't want to talk to. I saw him right when I walked in, thought, nope, not a fucking chance. And it's going to give you a nice place to sit, you know, to kind of get through the fucking night. So I was just sitting there, you know, I wasn't being a dick. I didn't have my fucking phone out, none of that shit, just sitting there. Every now and then an aunt or an uncle or a nephew would come up and talk to me a little bit. Totally fine with that. And then 7:30 rolls around. So I've survived 2.5 hours. Then the uncle spots me. Oh, fuck. It's the last fucking thing I want. I don't want to talk to this piece of shit. He's not a good guy. He's kind of like my dad. And he'll happily admit that. And he tries to lump me in with him. But bro, don't fucking include me in the fucking group with you and my fucking dad. Kiss my ass. So my uncle, like, lives on my grandfather's property, but that property's probably going to get sold now. And he's like all fucking pissy and nervous about where he's going to live. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's only had 6 years to figure it out. You really think he's going to put plans in motion in 2011 when his dad went into nursing home? What kind of idiot do you take him for? He's not going to start planning shit then. So this motherfucker comes up to me, and first it's just, you know, shake his hand, give him a hug. That's fine. That's fine. I'm cool with that. And then the conversation starts. And he starts running down certain family members, starts running down aunts and uncles of mine. Which, you know what? Fine. I bitch about my family a lot. I've done it on the podcast. I don't really care who you like, who you don't like. And I'm at a wake, so I'm not really going to fight you on it. So I just listen to it. I listen to him bitch about family members, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And I mean, he's not just bitching about family members. He's throwing around words like cunt. And I'm not offended by the word cunt. I love the word cunt. But like, hey, you want to take a look over my right shoulder? About 10 feet behind me, there's a fucking open casket back there. There's a fucking box. And your dad, my grandfather are in there. Same person. There's not two bodies in the casket. That'd be fucking weird. Or it'd be a fucking party, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, he's right over there. You know, your dead fucking father is right over my fucking shoulder. You want to take it easy with that bullshit? Maybe have a little bit of a fucking sense of where the fuck you are and what the fuck is going on. And just put that shit to bed for, I don't know, another day, maybe. He's one of these guys who thinks he's a fucking victim. He's a professional victim. Never fucking does anything. He's telling me that he's in fucking debts because of gambling and I'm not going to tell you how much money I lost, but as soon as I hit $450,000, I stopped counting. Like, am I supposed to be impressed by that? First of all, you didn't have no $450,000. Fuck you. Not a fucking chance. So I'm not impressed by that shit one bit. Second, if you did have $450,000 and you fucking lost at gambling and you're like bragging to me about it, why the fuck am I impressed with that shit? Like, oh my God, you blew all your money? Wow, you're a deadbeat. Congrats, son. He's talking about like going out to bars and like fucking waitresses and bartenders. Like, why are you trying to impress your 35-year-old nephew, who knows you're full of shit. Actually, he might not be full of shit, because if you're trolling around, you know, a fucking Perkins late at night, you probably can fuck a server or two, but that doesn't mean it's impressive. He's telling me about how he's benching 260 and he hurt his back. This motherfucker, I tell you right fucking now, this guy's never benched fucking 260. I've never benched 260. I'm not saying that I'm a fucking macho man here, but if I've never benched 260 and I work out all the fucking time, this hunk of shit who fucking sits on his ass all day scratching his balls doesn't bench no fucking 260, especially with a fucking bad back. Fuck you. Like, what are you telling me all this shit for? He was probably fucking hammered. I guarantee he was fucking hammered. His teeth were all fucking red like cinnamon. He's covering up some shit. His hands had the fucking shakes. Then he started telling me about my parents' divorce and how he's taking my dad's side. And he's like, look, I know you were mad at him. I tell you what, bro. I don't know if that shit's appropriate to talk about at any fucking time. Especially not at a fucking wake. Jesus H. Christ. I listened to that shit for about 45 fucking minutes. I couldn't get away. He gives me his phone number. Look, take this number. Put it in your phone. Call me in a couple days. Fuck you. So that's what I've been doing lately. Hey, why don't you keep me updated on you? You can do that at Twitter. Or on Twitter. Whatever the fuck. I'm at Johnson Hates You There. My Instagram page is actually doing pretty well. I like that shit. I fucking like Instagram. I'm there at maybe 5 minutes. So follow me on there as well. You can catch all the podcasts on Podbean. Website or the app, every episode's there. New episodes come out, of course, every Sunday and Wednesday. You can also follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and I'm going to be putting the Facebook videos out so you can keep getting the podcast right in Facebook.